Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It's that special hour each week. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Here we go. You don't have to put on your thinking caps today. You just have to relax. As always, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. If you're new to the show and you're not driving and you can get to a computer, learn through the pictures. Always the best way. I can get through a lot more in an hour if you just get to the website and look at the pictures. You forced me to do this show. I didn't want to do it. In my opinion, I never stop saying what I'm going to say today. Only I'm going to say it in a different way, and you forced me to do it, because no matter how much I say it, the natural laws of healing are not abided by. There are natural laws. If you are sick, if you're symptomatic, if you want radiant health, if you, like most of us, hit 50 or 60 or 70 and want another 20 to 30 good, vibrant years, that's what everybody says to me. I talk to my 80-year-olds. I talk to my 90-year-olds. Sometimes they say, look, I don't care about living to 100. I just want vital years. Yeah, if you want vital years and you're either already healthy and you want to be radiantly healthy, or you're symptomatic and sick, or you're deathly ill, there are laws in natural healing, laws. They are not so much about what you have to do. How do you do this? How do you do that? The specifics, the details. The laws are not so much about that. The laws are about your perception of your process. Now, this is a higher level concept. So you got to relax behind this. And you got to see if I can help you today in the next 60 minutes. Get outside of yourself to see you in a healing, in your journey. Not in your one-stop quick-fix shopping. Not in the you that thinks this is a detour in your life and not your destiny. Your symptoms, your destiny. Your illness is your destiny. You're going through it. But underneath it all, every night, especially when you're in pain, there's this little thing that talks to you inside you that says, this shouldn't be happening. This is just a detour. When can I get back to what I want to get back to? And this is one of the transgressions of natural law. I'm going to keep going. We're going to do a lot today. The laws of natural healing, how to navigate your healing. Go to picture number one. There it is. You know what that is? It's the stock market graph. Because the first thing I'm going to remind you of, and you have earned that reminder, the first thing I'm going to remind you of is that it doesn't occur quickly. By the time you collapse, by the time your adrenals collapse, by the time you get cynical, by the time you've been hurt enough times, by the time your bile ducts are colluded, by the time you've precipitated so much calcium oxalate, calcium phosphate, calcium hydroxyapatite out into your cells, by the time your joints are bulging, by the time your brain has shrunk and deranged, by the time you've lost your sexual function, by the time you've lost your cell energy, by the time your intracellular glutathione has dipped and dumped and dotted out, by the time all these things and lots more have occurred, you've been fighting against it for 20, 30, 40, or 50 years. So where do you come off to turn around the day you collapse, the day you realize, oops, I got to do something about this. This is getting serious. I might even have to dip into the pocket and pay somebody to help me out of this jam. How do you, after all those years with all those collapses, turn around and expect to get out of it in 6 months? I'll tell you how. This is what the commercial media teaches you. It teaches you, try this, try that, spend this, spend that, just put it in. We just replace the old pharmaceutical theory with the holistic theory of one-stop, quick fix, and you're out of it. And the person you pay is better than the next guy, naturally, or you wouldn't pay them. You get along with them, or naturally, you wouldn't go there. And all of these things, and on that basis, you're going to move quickly. You're going to turn around 50, 60 years overnight with these awesome nutraceuticals and these awesome machines and techniques and diagnostic things. And it's not true. You got to get that one. It's the stock market graph. You put the time in, you put the money in, you put the energy in, you get a few returns, and then you crash. And then you get up again and lick your wounds, and you put your time in, your energy in, and your money in, and you get some gains. And then you crash again. And if you look at people that heal, so really I'm giving you a large ray of faith here, of hope, because I'm telling you what I know you do, which is you crash and you decide it didn't work. How many of you have referred friends and family and so on and so forth to the natural laws of healing, to your experience, expecting them to have your experience? And 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 6 months, 1 year into the game, they turn around and they say, this doesn't work. That is not respecting the true graph of healing. The stock market graph is the way you heal. It's up and down and up and down and up and down. And if you're a smart investor, and if you're a good investor, and if you're somebody that's really learning from their mistakes, drawing conclusions and refining your technique over time, the ups and the downs of healing show you a greater yield on your investment. And that's where healing is. So first law, respect the stock market graph. I'm going to go to another one of my favorite topics. Picture number three. Look at picture number three. Hematopoietic stem cells. Never get that word straight. The stem cells from the bone marrow. Have you gotten to the stem cell? Can you get to your stem cells? If you've been told you're dying, if you've been told your organ is up for replacement, if you've been told your joint is destroyed, if you've been told it's over for you, do you have a concept? Do you have an understanding? Do you live in existence committed to experiencing the fact that your cells have adult stem cells, mature adult stem cells, already in them? And for as much as you can't relate to that, you can't feel that, you can't, in a sense, feel that specifically, understanding it, taking it into your consciousness, and reading the literature, and check my past shows on the website. I've done lots of shows and put the articles on, the peer-reviewed scientific articles from the peer-reviewed journals, all thousands and thousands of articles attesting to what I'm saying, which is we have adult stem cells. They're in there. They're 1 to maybe 100,000. For every 100,000 cells, you've got one stem cell, but they're there. And they're there waiting for you to ignite them. Do you have a relationship with that? Because that's your beacon. That's your North Star. That's how you navigate your healing. Today's show, The Laws of Natural Healing, how to navigate your healing. When you're in pain, when you're spinning, when you're depressed, when you're anxiety-ridden, when you feel like your back is to the wall, when you don't feel, you've got to find a quiet, calm place where you can get your head on straight. And you can linchpin that crooked head of yours on the back of hard science, which is we've got the stem cells in the organ you've been told you're never going to enjoy the benefits of again. Those things are there. They're waiting. But you got to play it out like the stock market graph says you got to play it out. Picture number four. Go to picture number four. If you're new to the show, this is Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're driving, you can't get to the website. But when you can, straighttalk.cc. Get on the website, look at the pictures, look at the shows. We're over 160 now. We have the Encyclopedia Britannica of functional medicine, conceptual, to ask you to learn to think. If you can think, you can navigate, then you can heal. Picture number four, the bone marrow. Again, why the bone marrow? We know the bone marrow is a great source of adult stem cell. The bone marrow produces a variety of immune system cells and other cells. It produces the red blood cells, all the varieties of the white blood cells, and so on and so forth, the platelets. And these variety of cells all begin as one cell. And that cell, the stem cell, morphs. Now, this picture is showing to you that those very same stem cells can morph into muscle cells, kidney, liver, heart, brain, intestinal, arterial. That there's very much an intact system within the body where your bone marrow produces stem cells that drive themselves to where they're needed in your body to regenerate diseased, fibrous, scar-ridden tissue. Do you get that one? The question is, if we could just focus on that, the question is, can we begin to stimulate a higher level of production of those stem cells? Now, that's a law. That's something you take to the bank. That's something you relax behind. Is it's where your bugs live, most of them. It's where your metals live, your pesticides, in between the cell. By the time you're chronically sick, diseased, in between those cells. So look at picture number 11. What you're looking at, theoretically, so imagine it, that space in between the cells is filth. That filth is goop. It's sludge. And that sludge creates an extracellular environment, the environment outside the cell. That environment forces the cell to begin to morph. The cell has to adapt to that filthy environment. Now, that's nothing new to you. I hope it's not. We've covered this concept so many times in prior shows. But for those of you that are new, there's a basic primer of how symptom and disease begin. The intercellular space gets filthy off high free radical, pro-inflammatory, intercellular environments that force the deposition of fibrin and turns the intercellular space to sludge. The cell, surrounded by filth, will morph. It'll morph all the way to what? The big three, right? Apoptosis, senescence, and then anaplasia. And before anaplasia, we have dysplasia. Very important to get that. Why? Here's the thing. I just said to you that that deranged, diseased organ has stem cells in it. What good does that do you when you're very sick? What good does that do you when the space in between the cells has forced the disease? My point to you very simply is nothing. You can't help yourself. You can't get to the adult stem cell in the diseased organ if the intercellular space is filthy. And if we have time, I'm going to read to you a paragraph from an article stating exactly that. I don't know if it came out clearly enough, but we're trying it for picture number 9.